Right, let's bring in then the Queen of Football, the Lion Queen, the one and only Robbie Savage. Hey. Here she is. Hello, love.
Hello.
You're all right.
How are you?
Unbelievable. Rising star on radio. With that voice, it's like fingers down a blackboard. You all right, Robbie? How are you?
Very well, thank you, Chris.
Where's your Ed Hardy t-shirt? That's like uniform for footballers.
No, it's not at all.
Look at that. What are you doing? I can't see his lovely face.
Sorry, just trying to put
the I'm saying well done. Thanks. What time did you get up this morning to do the air?
I was up.
What's that? What?
What's the matter?
It's a picture of Afghan Hound in front of me.
Oh, no, we thought that was a picture of you.
Dominic, you've got the wrong one from the archive.
No worries. It's lovely to be on the Jan Morby show.
It's a what?
Lovely to be on the Jan Morby show.
Oh, that's good. That's funny. How long have you been working on that for, Robbie? Oh, that went down. Sorry, I think I need the new sound effect for Robbie when he's doing his jokes. That's what we need. My God. Who's been writing the material? Dublin. Dion Dublin. So. Oh, sorry, I just whacked the mic in my head. He's been watching some of Robbie's greatest moments from his footballing career on YouTube. Yeah. They're all there, getting headbutted by Dion Dublin, getting whacked in the face and knocked out by a ref. Oh, it's all there. All his classic moments. I mean, and diving videos. You want diving? More diving videos than Tom Bloody Daly, I tell you that.
I wasn't bad, you know, Chris. I wasn't bad.
No, I know, but you jacked it all in.
Yeah, I did. The end's there, Chris. You know, my legs have gone, as you said.
No. I tell you, you'll still get a gig at Leeds.
Was there not a rumour about that recently?
Yeah, we started
Oh, was that us?
I direct message.
I didn't know it started here. I thought it started elsewhere.
Robbie goes, do you know what? If I were to play... I tell you what, if there was one club, I'd think about Leeds. I'd think about signing for Leeds, but, you know, that's that.
Yeah.
And I went, right, do it then. I'll get you a deal. And he goes, right, sort it out. The next thing is, people are going, is Robbie Savage getting Leeds United? I'm like, don't ask me, I'm not his agent.
There were Savage and Leeds kits on Twitter.
Really?
Or Afghan Hounds in Leeds
kits. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you never know, Ken might be listening on his yacht in Monaco.
Be next to mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, get out there. Shout to him from your boat, from one boat to another. Ken! 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 It's Rob... Ken! Ken! No, you can't hear me. Ken! No. So everything all right, though?
Very well, thank you, very well.
Yeah? How was the last home game for you?
Yeah, it was a bit emotional. My father was there.
Yeah.
He's got Alzheimer's, which is, you know, very, very bad.
But that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad, but, you know, for him to be there on the pitch with my little boys was amazing.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was.
That's nice. All the Savages.
Yeah.
The Savage men.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Any regrets yet about, you know, jacking it in, or is it...
Yeah, he suddenly realised his only income is from Five Live. His wife's gone mental. How much? We can't live on this!
The cars are going, everything I'm selling, up, mate. I'm skint. Selling up. You don't realise I've got no paychecks coming in. It's unbelievable.
And when you work for the BBC, they won't necessarily come in when they're meant to come in either. Hang on a second, I'm due a month's money here from Five Live.
The frightening thing is, Chris, I'm haggling over 50 quid.
No, this is what I'm saying.
Seriously.
No, I know.
And that's a month's wage.
It's incredible.
Hang on, Robbie, you're talking to the wrong man. You're talking to someone who works on Five Live for free.
Almost.
What, on Bacon Show?
No, I get a fee for that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In that case, you should go to New York today. But no, you're definitely not going to go back to football.
No, no.
100%.
No. You're 100%. I look a fool now.
If Leeds picked the phone up now and said, well, do you want to come in at least for a chat?
You would, though, wouldn't
I
you?
I think you would.
But you can't let go.
No, I don't know how you can.
It's surreal. Like, in the morning now, I lie in bed till 10:30. I'm getting lazy. I've got nothing to do.
Mm.
I'm bored.
But it must be really difficult because this is all you've known, isn't it?
Yeah, for 20 years.
Yeah.
Do you still train?
Yeah, I've just turned my garage into a gym. Biggest gym in Manchester.
Well, sure, yeah. So you get all your big cars in.
Is that because all the cars are gone?
Yeah, the cars are gone.
You've got stacks of space. Yeah. A six-car garage with no cars.
By the way, he's got 1,500 litres of screen wash if anybody wants it.
That's just for me teeth.
Ah! Oh, he's on fire already. Here he goes. Beautiful. No, I reckon. And then what happened to the move to the States?
I just didn't want to go, Chris. I watched the MLS and I believe it's rubbish.
Right, okay. Oh,
it's rubbish. I watched it the night and it was, wow.
But who were you watching?
Is it not? I watched Vancouver versus Seattle. It was 2-2. Right. I think the final score was 2-2, but wow.
But not even just for a gob of money, just take the missus. Look, let's go for 2-3 years.
For the money and the
rake
lifestyle.
Rake in the cash, have a great life. You know, it's not great football, but let's just get out of there. Tell you what, if you need convincing, love, I'll get Bex on the phone.
I've only been to the States once, and that was on holiday, and fantastic place, but I've been invited over to my new best pal's house.
Oh, Robbie. Robbie Williams. Oh, you have hardly mentioned anything about your friendship with Robbie. Why not tell us again?
No, Chris, I just met him a few years ago, and luckily for me, his dad invited me to the show recently, and then we got chatting, and, you know...
Well, hang on, who invited you to the show?
His dad.
So not even Robbie?
No.
Stop giving it all that, then his dad invited you!
He didn't let me finish.
Did you go to school with Robbie's dad? Is that true? You were one of his...
I met McCruffs.
Right. Why would Robbie's dad be at Crubs?
He was judging.
Right.
So, you know, I met him and introduced Ada, who's his wife, who's beautiful, wonderful, so chatted. And then he said, oh, come round for a cup of tea. So I said, yeah, all right, Robbie, yeah. Anyway, turned up, had a cup of tea, played football with the kids in the garden.
Nice.
Imagine my wife's face when she's just beat the Sainsbury's with the carrier bags, walks up the steps, and Robbie's in the back
garden.
And she
goes, oh my God, there's a decent guy playing football in the back garden. I've never seen decent football being played here.
She said, Robbie, go out for a pint of milk. I said, oh, yeah, all right, love.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. Mm. Why'd you run out of milk? How much tea did he drink?
What a great guy, though. What a fantastic guy.
So where did you see the show? The new show?
Yeah, Eastlands, Man City's ground. Fantastic. It's a great show.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it yet, but we saw the last one, and that was phenomenal. So if there's anything like that...
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Really, they're all fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. So, Robbie was last on the show in November in Derby.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah. When he was sat in a toy car. Bless him. And...
That's what I've got now. The Bentley's gone.
Really?
Yeah, toy cars.
I tell you what, if you've parked it outside, it'll be bloody gone around here. You'll come back, there'll be a post-it note saying, ta, pal. Well, he's finally hung up his boots after making over 600 appearances for Derby County, Blackburn Rovers, Birmingham City, Leicester City, Crewe Alexandra, and, of course, the mighty Brighton and Hove Albion. He has dived at so many grounds around the UK.
You'd have loved me for Leeds, though.
What?
You'd have loved me playing for Leeds.
I think any football fan would love you in their team. I do. I really think that. I think you're a perfect example of Robbie Savage. Do me a favour. The guy's an idiot. He's a dirt and a cheat. That's what he is. We just signed him. He's brilliant. He'll be great for us. He'll be great for us. Well, give us some backbone, Dave.
Well, because you're 100% player.
Well, I think...
He's not. He's 98% player, 2% lion.
I think I'm a perfect example of somebody with limited ability who makes the most out of it.
Yeah.
And if I was a manager and I had something like that, fair enough.
Oh, look at him. We could get him signing literally this morning. I reckon we could get him back there.
I'd rather be like me than somebody who's got the most ability in the world
and doesn't do it.
You have to leave Leeds United players alone. What have they done to you?
They've got some good players. Chris got a great manager.
So what if he rang you up? What if Larry rang you up? Larry Grayson, our manager.
Yeah, but he wouldn't. It wouldn't happen.
And he goes, Robbie, Sam Grayson, go and come play for Leeds.
I wouldn't do it, Chris. I've signed contracts for next year for other people. I've got the Question of Sport tour, obviously, which I'm on.
Oh, my God, that's unbelievable. A Question of Sport on tour.
Yeah. To be fair, Chris, you can't get into the show for 5 years. There's waiting list for
Listen,
5 years.
Listen, let me tell you something. You know the woman who hosts Question of Sport?
Yeah.
Sue?
Yeah.
Just watch her on the road.
Oh, really?
She's a tiger. Yeah. Oh, she's a tiger. Yeah. She'll be stood on a table in the hotel bar at 3 a.m. Come on, Tuffers, you wimp! Drink, drink, drink! Oh, it's terrible. Or maybe I'm getting... No, I'm getting her mixed up with... I'm getting her mixed up with Myelin Class from pop star to opera star. That's what it is. Anyway, look. The Question of Sport tour is going around. You can see Question of Sport. You know the show you watch on telly?
Yeah, yeah.
You can pay money and go and sit in a theatre, an uncomfortable seat, and watch it for an hour and a half.
It should be good.
It was sold out last year.
Oh, what, this, oh, did he do it last year?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did it last year too.
So who's on it? It's you?
Well, there's me. I'm doing 10 shows. There's obviously the two captains.
Matt. All right, so it's the same as the two boys, Matt and
yeah,
Tuffers.
And Sue. And Sue is beautiful. Great. What a lady she is.
Oh, what a lady.
And then there's me, there's Colin Jackson, there's Tim Henman, there's loads of sports.
Dennis fans. Taylor, yes. Robbie Earnshaw.
Whoa, Dennis Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay. Blimey.
Dion's doing it.
Dion Dublin?
Yeah. Steve Cramp.
You can recreate your head, but... do you two get on?
Yeah, we do.
Do you?
Yeah, we made up at the grassroots football show in Birmingham, which we did on the weekend, last weekend, so yeah.
Oh, you've only just made up? Well, that's just as well before the tour. That could have been an interesting... I tell you what, I'd have bought tickets to see that. That'd be cheaper than going to watch the new Haymaker boxing match.
No, I'm not Chris. He beat me in a fight. I'm not a fighter.
I know he knocked you down like a sack of spuds.
Yeah, I'm not a fighter. You can't be a fighter being this good looking.
Right, sure, okay. Alan, do you find Robbie good looking?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, why not?
You got dissed by Alan.
That wasn't a diss.
That wasn't a diss. He said
that
yes.
Wasn't he agreeing?
Yeah, a little bit too quick, wasn't it?
Well, I thought if
sure.
I hesitated.
Do you find him attractive? Yeah, sure, sure.
Mm-hmm, if I absolutely. Hesitated at all, you'd be like, ah.
So you must have been better looking in the, when I'm close up to you, no?
Well, no, you're quite disturbing. You're quite odd looking.
Why? I've got a big nose, so.
Well, yeah, but
you've got great teeth. And I've got great
hair.
Yeah,
but you've got fake teeth.
What?
You're fake.
They're not fake.
They are fake.
They're not.
You can tell. Robbie, you can tell. Oh, my God, seriously. Hang on a second. One second.
You got your sunglasses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah. Let me have a look at them again.
Well, look at yours.
Wow. What about mine?
Do you brush your teeth with guacamole?
Guacamole? What are you on about?
Look at the state of them.
What do you mean?
They're like pork scratchings in your mouth.
How dare you? These are proper working class northern teeth.
Scratchings in your mouth.
Oh, shut up.
They are dreadful teeth.
Look at your teeth. Yeah. You could have saved a hospital instead of paying for their molars. Look at them. Good Lord.
I've got great teeth and great hair.
I have. Simple. My eyes are unbelievable.
I've not seen anything that white and worth that much money since the last time I saw Michael Jackson on tour. I'm telling you that. Right, here's what we're going to do, Alad.
Yeah.
We're going to play a couple of songs, yeah. And then we need to get into the love-hate music
again.
We do.
Yes? Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I'm very excited. Robbie has picked a track that he secretly loves and then a track that he secretly hates. This is going to be brilliant. And then we've all got to guess what everybody's gone for.
Mm.
I have no idea what Robbie's gone for. I reckon, bearing in mind that the man's got no shame anyway, this could be very interesting.
Can we tell a surprise? We had no idea what Zayn was going to pick, did we, a fortnight ago? So
we'll do the musical taste game next. And it's 20 past 8 on BBC. Ho, 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 ho! This is Robbie's version. Are you ready? Jump. Dive. Jump. Cheat. Whinge. Right about now. Yeah, with that, Tina.
Yeah,
high five. Yeah. Vato Gonzalez and Badman Rhythm on Radio 1. So, Robbie Savage is here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. The lovely.
Tina and Robbie got similar hair, actually.
I remember. The what?
Tina and Robbie got similar hair, actually.
I asked for Robbie yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I gave you a line.
It's just darker.
I used to work at the same club as Robbie, and he made a smart-ass comment when I parked next to his Mercedes and my Nissan Micra.
Probably.
Right. I recently saw Robbie Savage pinching a wheelchair of someone because he didn't want to walk anywhere.
No.
While on a football scholarship, Robbie Savage made me climb a ladder and pour water on him from out of a bucket so I could pretend he was in a Timotei advert.
No.
Robbie Savage once had a fight with Chuck Norris and used his hair to entangle Chuck. Chris, I'm not sure if this is true, but I heard that Robbie once played a whole game of football without abusing the ref or fouling anyone.
No chance.
That's absolutely rubbish. And Robbie Savage nearly took my head off when he booted the football at me when I was sat on my own reading a programme during a pre-match warm-up at Birmingham City.
Probably.
A woman texts and goes, yeah, he booted me in the face with some football. Robbie goes, yeah, probably. Yeah. So I don't know. Right, look, we're running very late. We're going to have the news late, but we've got to do the musical taste game with the one and only Mr. Robbie Savage. This is going to be interesting. So we're going to fly through the love tracks now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we'll do the news, then realistically come back for the answers,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
What music do we normally use for this? Anything?
No.
Okay, all right. All right, let's play... hang on a second there. Right. Now, Robbie's got his pen and paper in front of him. Do you know which is which? Come on, you're getting mullered, son. Seriously, come on.
Not mullered, mullered.
Mullered. Oh, come on, son. Right, here we go then. So, these are tracks that we all secretly love, and you've got to guess who loves the track. It's either Loved by Robbie, Dominic, Dave, Tina, me, or Alid. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's have secret love track number one. This is We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off by Jermaine Stewart. Thank you. I know my hits.
Is that a clue?
Maybe, maybe not. See, now, I'm looking at Robbie's face, and he does genuinely look confused.
I'm going to say that's Chris.
I'm going for you, Chris.
I'm going for Dave.
I'm going for Alid.
I'm going for Robbie.
Here we go. Na, 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 na. Where are you going for Robbie?
Alid.
Alid.
Right.
Na, 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 na. All right, it's in the advert, isn't it, at the moment?
Know,
I'm sure it is.
Again, you seem to know a lot about it.
With the big clothes. All right, okay, so that's secret love track number one. This is secret love track number two. Is that that's Bon Jovi?
Is it? Robbie. The hair.
Okay, Robbie.
It's got to be.
Because of the hair. Yeah.
I'm going Tina.
I'm going you. I'm going Robbie.
I might go Robbie as well.
Put Robbie for everyone.
Look at his face, though. Look at his face. Look. Look at him. You could just see him rocking out to Bon Jovi.
Driving around Wilmslow.
Yeah. He's on the phone. To go. Sorry, Gaff, I've got to go. The chorus is coming up. How did you get all in love? Or whatever it is. All right, okay, so Bon Jovi's secret love track number two. This is secret love track number three. Root Box by Robbie Williams.
I know who this is.
See, now I want to say that's...
Yeah.
Dom.
No, Chris.
I'm going Dom.
I'm going Dom.
I'm going Tina.
I'm going Alid.
Are we the same? Okay, then check the timeline. Make your body shape like you stood on a landmine.
Call this is Chris. Mobile, not the landline. Jack the
mainline at the same time. Don't know the words. This is
what we do. I'm going Dom.
Do you know the words to this, Savage?
No. Okay,
no. Give it what you got,
darling. I can move to it, though.
Really?
Not a bad answer. Grab your card and your lead hat and the
bus pass. You don't sweat much. For a fat lass.
That's it, right, don't know.
Okay, Bon, mush the shit. Even Robbie Williams is sitting listening to it going, seriously, someone loves this track? Box in the Cheerio. I know I told you. All right, that'll do. Secret love track number four. See, I can put this down to Savage as well.
Dave.
It's Dominic.
I'm going Chris.
Chris.
It's Dave. Dominic because he broke eye contact with me. And Dave kept eye contact. Tina, look at me. Oh, it could be Tina.
She's quite good at lying.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going for you, Chris, because you haven't moved for ages. Look better looking.
That's not,
keep moving.
That's not true. I was moving a lot the other night. Ask your lass. Oh! At the disco, at the disco. Me and Robbie Williams took her out dancing the other night. Come on, Mrs. S. All right, that'll do. Right. Secret secret love track number five.
Oh. Yuck. Hang on, I've put Robbie for three already. Tina.
Tina?
I think Alid.
It's you, Tina.
It's Tina.
It's either Tina or Savage, but I think it's Savage for every one of them.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, he's probably sitting there going, I don't get this, how this game works. I love all of these songs. I've got these in the car. Robbie's thinking, I've got to make myself a new CD when I get home. New playlist, groovy tunes. Bird disc. So that's George Michael, Fast Love, which means there's one final track, and this is it.
Dumb.
Nobody loves this.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I'm looking, I'm trying to work it out.
Is this Bewitched?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. 2, 3, go!
Island.
Do you know this track, Robbie?
The one I've picked, do I put my own name by it?
No. Well, you... Well,
give it away.
You don't need to. You can... You don't have to show anyone your answers. Right. You just say who you think it is when it comes round to it.
Right. Right. Got you. That's Storm, I think.
Right. Okay, so that means that Robbie's chosen this one. C'est la vie. I don't know. I've got Dave, Robbie. And I don't know.
I
don't
could be
know.
Robbie again.
I haven't put Alan for any of them yet.
Oh, I really don't know. I'm really confused now. Okay, so let's run through them again. Track number one.
You can now turn your over to one.
And then we write down who we think this is.
Yeah.
See, I had Dave originally for this. I'm going to change it. See, Alan said to me straight away, who's this? But it did seem like a genuine who's this.
Or
but I'm gonna go for a double bluff and put you, Alan.
Okay.
Then track number two was. Look at Robbie not giving anybody eye contact.
It's you, it's gotta be you.
I'm sure it is. It's the hair.
It's the hair.
Yeah.
And then track number three.
Dom all over it.
No, it's Chris.
I put Dave for this.
Why are you so nasty?
You know what?
Cause you're so nasty.
And then next. Oh, another snappy snaps.
Tina.
They just appear out of nowhere, yeah. Dave.
It's got to be Tina. Yeah.
The final secret love track. You know when you hear this track, you always think of Dave saying...
I secretly have an Allard feeling. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I secretly have an Allard feeling.
Check it out, Dave! All right, that'll do. Right, I think I'm going to do well in this.
I think that's you, that last one, Chris.
So we're going to do the news, and then we'll get the results after.
Yep, I'm going to time to talk. So let's do the news, and then we'll get the results after, Dom, right?
Yeah.
Now, Robbie Savage could be the bluffer of the year.
Yeah.
I said bluffer, by the way. Whatever that means. All right, all good?
Yep.
All right, let's do the news then. Here we go. The results of our love-hate music game will come in about, I don't know, 8 minutes.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Ready with the news, Tom?
Yep.
8:36. So many good text messages coming in saying, this is a bad week for love tracks. You should all be ashamed of yourselves, says Greg in Hitchin. Welcome back if you're watching on the webcams. Hi there. Hi, I'm Chris. Hi. This is Robbie Savage. That's Robbie Savage. There he is. This is Dave waving. There's Dave.
I'm waving.
Dominic's bald head is in the mix there somewhere. There he is.
Hello.
And there's Tina and Allard on this microphone there. There you are. And then me. Hi, I've got a beard. I'm filming. Right. Are we ready to go and see if we can work out who loved what track?
Yeah.
Right, someone has sent us in. This is quite nice. Steve in York has sent us in who he thinks... He's written it down on a piece of paper, like we do.
Oh, cool.
And then sent a picture of it into us.
What, of who they all are?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Steve in York thinks number one is Tina.
Oh.
Let's go into it. Let's find out who likes what. Secret Love, track number one. I keep looking at Robbie and he keeps breaking eye contact with me all the time. Oh, no. I've gone, Jermaine Stewart, we'd have to take our clothes off. See, Dominic's now desperate to break eye contact with me. But I'm going to go Dave. Anyone else with me?
I think it's Robbie.
I think it's Chris.
I think it's you, Chris.
I think it's Alid.
I think it's Alid.
All right. Well, the person who loves this track, can you please reveal yourselves?
It's me. Oh!
I knew it.
I love this.
Really?
I'd forgotten about it until I heard it on the advert, and then I was listening to the radio on the way back down the motorway the other day, and it came on. I thought, I love this.
One to me. Am I the only one who got that right?
I think so.
Love that. Yes, get in. Oh, all right, nice. Good. Let's go for Secret Love track number two.
Robbie. Robbie. Has anyone not put Robbie?
No, I put Robbie.
Is that because I look like the guy?
And no. By the way, Steve in York also said Robbie.
It's gotta be.
What, because you look like John Bon Jovi?
The hair.
Get lost. Huh? John Bon Jovi, you don't look anything like John. He doesn't got fake teeth. All right, well, let's find out. Can the person who loves this track, a.k.a. Robbie... please reveal themselves. Who loves this track? It's me.
No!
In your faces! Boom! I love it! Your love is like bad medicine! What did you say, Robbie?
I said Tina.
Right, oh. No one got that.
This is awful.
I thought this was nailed on, Savage.
Yeah. Bon Jovi?
Oh, my God. All right, this is really throwing the game out.
It's not going well at all.
No. All right, so the next track is Robbie Williams' Rude Box. Oh. I'm going to go Robbie.
And me now.
I'm going Robbie Savage. Look at him, look. He's dancing to it.
You see, I figured that you're the only person that would even remember this.
Why are you so nasty? I'm going Dom.
It's because of your new best friend. That's why I've gone
it's
Robbie.
It's so Robbie Savage,
of course,
isn't it?
Of course.
Dom?
I'm definitely going Robbie now.
See, I still don't think it is him, but...
All right, well, let's find out. Can the person who loves this track please reveal themselves?
Robbie Savage.
Yes! Now, have you chosen that just because you were hanging out with him the other day?
When I first heard it, I loved it.
Really?
I really loved it. It got slaughtered. I loved it.
He's been looking for you for years. He is. Somebody bought it, liked it. Well, it's not his best work, but actually, it's not his worst. That Angels was rubbish, wasn't it?
I'm having a stinker here. Have you got one?
I got you. Didn't I?
Yeah.
And then I've got Robbie on this.
And the middle one was you, so... Yeah.
So far I'm flying.
Why are you so nasty?
Root box! Or in Robbie's case, root box. Because you need him doing something like that. Why are you so... Look at his roots, look.
So I just had them done.
What?
Had the files.
Who by? Stevie Wonder? Who did him? Right. Secret Love track. We're slaughtering Savage today, aren't we? Seriously. Unbelievable. Secret Love track number four. Now, this is it. S Club 7, Don't Stop Moving. An obvious man would put his money on Alan, but I think that's the wrong thing to do. I say Dominic Byrne.
I say Dom.
See, I've switched again three times. I'm going Alid.
See, I've got Alid for this and Tina for the next one, but part of me wants to switch those two around.
Savage.
I put you, but I'm chaining to Alan.
Okay, all right. Can the person who loves Don't Stop Moving, S Club 7, please reveal themselves?
I did love it.
And now I do.
Oh! I'm on fire!
This is brilliant, this song.
I'm having a shocker.
I couldn't have it because you picked it.
Really?
Sing it then, sing it, Dom.
Don't stop moving, can... It's just me.
My.
This is brilliant. Another one that put a smile on your face.
Wow. Well, Robbie, you'll be pleased to know that there's another song to go on your playlist for the car.
I love that one.
Yeah, Robbie said you're in the news.
What?
How many were in S Club 7?
Bless him. Bless
him. That's what he said. Right, which means I might have this. Okay, next Secret Love track is George Michael. Now, Tina's dancing and Alan's not dancing, but that might not mean alt. Dave.
The obvious answer is Tina, isn't it?
I'm gone with you.
I think Tina.
Robbie?
Tina.
Alan?
Tina.
And not Tina?
Alan.
Right, okay, I thought you might say that.
Well, it's between one of them. As well.
Will one of you reveal yourself? Which one of you loves George Michael Fast Love?
I hate being so predictable.
Yeah!
It's because it's a bit mid-tempo and dull.
Do you know it's got bad language in this?
Has it?
Yeah.
Don't wait for it, then.
All this bold conversation.
Yeah. I love this.
Why?
I just like it.
Listen, saxophone in here, Dave. You ready?
I'm waiting for the sax.
There you go. Which means that our very own Alad loves...
I defy anyone to not actually smile when they hear this.
I'm with you. I love this as
it's
well,
a
actually.
Fun track.
Robbie, do you know this song?
No.
You don't know C'est la vie by Bewitched?
No.
I'm surprised.
It's all
why?
The denim.
What?
Why?
Because I think you've got awful taste in music. So... And you could dance to it. Ready?
You know when we went out for that karaoke night? Did we end up doing that in a line?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, it was right at the end. Oh, you're a bit jarred, I think.
Who, me? Oh, thanks very much. Says you. Sniff the barmaid's apron strings and you're on the floor. My God. You make Savage look like a boozer. Last time Robbie Savage was properly drunk, he filmed himself and put himself on Twitter, kissing Davina McCall on the television.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. I was hammered.
I know, you looked it.
I was. Wow. Wow.
Right, there you go. So, Jermaine Stewart, we'd have to take a close off. Love by Dave. Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine, love by me. Rude Box by Robbie. Loved by Robbie Savage. S Club 7 was Dominic. George Michael was Tina. And Bewitched C'est la Vie was Alad. I got full marks.
Did you?
I got absolutely
amazing.
Perfect score.
I got none.
Yes.
I got one.
Yeah, I got none.
None.
Really?
None.
Story of my life. I normally get none. Anyway, so what we'll do, we'll play a couple of songs and then we're going to come back and play songs that we secretly hate, which is going to be very interesting because guaranteed there'll be people going, oh, can you hate this? It's an amazing song. So stand by, we'll do that next with Robbie Savage as well. You still all right, Robbie?
Fantastic.
Go and have a breather for a bit. You probably need a bit of a lie down. You can have a break for a bit. So go and have a cup of tea. We'll put the webcams and those back on in a two records time. Robbie's theme tune, doesn't it? What are you up to today, Robbie? There you are. Bruno Mars and the Lazy Song at Radio 1. Oh, hi, webcam viewers. Thanks for joining us. And look, here's Robbie Savage, ladies and gentlemen. There you are. Look at Robbie. There he is. Perfect face for radio. But hey, what's it like being on a radio station, like a proper radio station that's like in stereo and stuff and not a medium wave? It must be nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Wonderful.
You can hear just how clear his like...
My voice is not that bad, really, is it?
It's a bit weird, your accent.
Yeah, it's... I need to work on it, really.
Yeah, you do. You need to get like a good proper radio voice like what we've got on that.
Yeah.
Proper.
Yeah.
All right, then, let's do the musical taste game part two. We're on to the hate tracks. So these are tracks that we all, oh, well, we hate individually. Now, The idea is to try and choose a track which most people love, but you hate.
You don't like, yeah.
So, what's up, Al? Are you mouthing to Robbie?
Yeah,
what are you saying to him?
Just saying, get closer to the mic.
All right. You see that? Al just looked to Robbie and went, I love you.
and then Robbie said to Alan, I love you too.
I have his effect on people.
No, Robbie said, elephant juice. That's what it was. Elephant juice. And he's like that laughing at Alan. All right, so, by the way, my mate Jody texted in saying Rude Box is a tune. So you're right, he agrees with you. And our friend Charles has texted in and saying, have you still got your Bad Taste supercar collection?
They've gone, Chris.
They've all gone.
I just got the Bentley parked outside, just got a ticket on it.
Oh.
The driver didn't put a ticket on, did he?
Oh, well, we'll have a whip round for you, son, don't we?
Yeah, a little souvenir of your trip to London.
Yeah. A receipt for 60 quid.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. You ready? Let's go for the secret hate tracks. Who out of us hates this song? Oh, Coldplay, really? Clocks.
Controversial.
No way. Dave.
I'm going Tina, this one.
How can you hate this?
Ticking clock's gonna come back and take you home. I could not stop the tune. Maybe Alad. I don't know.
Do
I don't think Robbie.
It's Al or Tina, isn't it?
Alad, I think.
I'm going Dave. All right, let's go for secret hate track number two. One of us hates this song. I got a feeling. Well, it's not Robbie.
That tonight's gonna
he's off.
Be a good night.
He's going.
That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Oh.
That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Yeah.
I could do live renditions as well, Christopher.
You could do live what?
Live renditions as well. So.
Yeah, you're all right. So, Black Eyed Peas.
It's not Robbie.
Dominic is very cagey.
I'm going for Dave.
I'm going for Chris.
Do you like this track, Dave?
I do like this track.
Oh, he's stumbling over his words. I love this track.
I love it.
I go Tina.
I think it might be Dominic, you know.
Dom, Dave and I chose this for Midnight, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we did, that's true.
All right, okay, Black Eyed Peas, I got a feeling one of us hates that track. I can't understand why. Let's go for secret hate track number three. No way!
No way.
Robbie?
No, you didn't.
Oh, really? Billie Jean?
Brave choice.
Is it Robbie?
See, Alad loves Michael Jackson, though.
But does he love this track? Because it's about tracks, not artists, don't forget.
It's a crime to hate this.
Do you like this song, Robbie?
I don't know.
Oh, the poker face.
Nah, you got to go up early in the morning to catch him up. About half ten. Yeah. All right, secret hate track number four. Do you remember the says Pulp.
Yeah. This is Chris.
Chris.
It is. Chris. It's you. It's
Chris,
you.
Chris.
It's you.
That's not
it
me.
Is. It's this Pulp. It's you. It's you. You always throw in an unnecessary question to try and take.
No, I do.
What's in your mouth?
Oh, what's this called? Is this Pulp?
Well, none of you got out the last one.
That's true.
You wanna come out. Do you remember the first time from Pulp? Okay, next secret hate track. Here we go. Secret hate track number five. Yeah. What's this? Is this Wiz Khalifa?
Dom.
Do you know this track, Robbie?
What's it called?
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Definitely you. That's your teeth, black and yellow.
Oh! Oh,
Christopher, I've been here all week, son.
Well, he hasn't cracked. That's two footies in 45 minutes that he's done.
But two or two?
All three of them.
All right, okay, so And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the last track, Secret Hate Track number 6, One of Us Hates This.
Alid.
See, Alid's singing it though.
Yeah.
But that could be a double bluff.
Put Alid down for 3.
Is this the last one?
Yeah.
I haven't put Robbie for any of them.
No. All right, so here's the Secret Hate Tracks. Coldplay, Clocks. And then Black Eyed Peas. Who hates this? And tonight's gonna be a good night. And then Secret Hate Track number 3, Billie Jean. Who hates this? Can't believe that. I'd put Robbie for this.
Did you?
Yeah. Then it's, what is it, Pulp?
Is this Pulp?
It's a good song. And then... You know how it is, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. It's just, that's Robbie's hair, it really is. It is, though, isn't it?
Just use that one, mate, and your team.
Who hates that? Wiz Khalifa. And then finally... Sorry, Amos, professional widow.
See, I know you don't like this either. Honey, bring it close to my... Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it
close to my lips. So they're right. So they are the songs that we all secretly hate. What do you want to do?
Let's do it.
Do you want to go straight into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have a quick musical break and then we'll get into the answers.
That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
There you go. All right, so welcome back to the Musical Taste Game.
That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
So flat. Yeah, so flat. It's like squashed. It's like being sat on by an elephant.
So what, flat? That tonight...
I've never heard something being that flattened since Dion Dublin headbutted you.
Gonna be a good, good night.
I'm back in the game. You know why I'm making so many jokes about you? You know why? Because you're worth it.
What do you mean?
Boom, 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 boom. Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, 81199 on the text. Who do you think hates this track? Coldplay, Clocks. Who hates this?
Dave.
Well, I had Dave originally.
Tina.
I'm going for Robbie.
And I'm going for Alid. Robbie, who are you going for?
Tina.
Tina, you're going for?
Dave.
Dave, you're going for?
Robbie.
Tom?
Tina.
Al?
Dave.
I'm going for Alid. So who hates Coldplay Clocks?
Nobody went for me. I love Coldplay. I don't like this song at all.
How can you not? It's brilliant.
It goes on and on and on and on. I've never liked it. The chorus is... Ooh. And the next bit is... Don't like it.
Ooh. You're wrong, Dominic.
I'm not wrong.
You are so wrong. It's a great track.
Don't like it.
All right. Well, we were all wrong. It was Dominic. Right, so let's go for Black Eyed Peas. Who hates this? See, I had Dominic for this.
Tina.
Alid.
I got Dave for this.
I had Dom.
I'm going to go Tina. You going to change it, Robbie?
I'm going to go for Tina.
Yeah, I'm going with Tina with you.
I had Dom for this, so I'm going to go Tina.
Right. So, which one of us hates I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas?
That tonight's going to be a good, good night.
Who is it?
Me.
Yeah! You're reading like a book.
I do now.
I got one right.
Why?
Because I've heard it so many times and you murdered it.
Your fault.
And then we'll do it again.
He's off.
Let's do it.
That was a fame as well for Tina.
I know. Sorry, we'll also tune in. Live it up.
You're in no position.
Tina knows people that can do that.
Yeah, I have contacts.
Let's do it. I got a feeling.
There you are. There's Robbie singing I Got a Feeling. So Tina hates I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. Scandalous. All right. Number three. One of us hates this song.
Robbie.
I've gone Robbie.
Robbie.
I've gone Alad.
I've gone Dave.
I've gone Alad as well. Because I know he's a big Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah. All right. I'm still saying it's Robbie. So let's find out which one of us hates Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
No.
Me.
What?
Me.
Dave!
Yeah.
No!
It's me.
Really?
I don't believe never, it. Never liked this.
Dave.
Really?
Never liked it. I find it dull.
Alicia in Birmingham says, whoever hates this, words fail me. Disgusting.
I'm sorry to disgust you, but I don't like it.
I'm all over the place with this.
There's nothing for me, this.
Really?
You're wrong as well.
Yeah, with respect, Dave.
You're wrong.
We don't know each other at all, do we?
That's why this game's good, though, isn't it?
Everyone knows me.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well,
you're quite predictable.
Well, yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they say in football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay, so let's go for secret hate track number four. Who hates this? Pulp. Do you remember the first time? I love this song.
Chris.
I love it. Do you remember
the worst time? Woo! I'm going Robbie for this.
Oh. Do you know what?
I thought this was you, and I'm now going to go Robbie because I think Tori Amos is you.
I've got Christopher.
I've got Robbie for this because I think that Alan doesn't know what this is.
Yeah.
Dominic?
I'm going Robbie.
Tina.
Chris.
And I've gone Chris.
So who hates this record by Pulp?
I do, Aled.
Oh! That's my favourite catchphrase, by the way, of the day.
I do, Aled.
I hate Pulp. I hate Jarvis Cocker. I hate the song.
Oh!
Let's go for the whole lot.
Wow!
And it has nothing to do with the fact that he went on stage when Michael Jackson was performing. And
is that why?
It's just nothing to do with that.
Do you still bear a grudge for him bearing his bum?
You don't disrespect an artist.
Yeah, but even when he's making himself look like Jesus.
Doesn't matter. Someone walked in here and, you know, rubbished us on air because of what we were
doing.
Well,
somebody came in and bared their arse in the studio and left. You know, people would think Robbie Savage and walked back in again. Oh!
Blur won that one for me. That whole Britpop thing. Not
yeah, because the famous Blur versus Pulp battle.
Oasis, all right.
Wow. Wow. All right, which means we're down to two more songs and we're down to Wiz Khalifa and Tori Amos. Now, is this going to be full marks for everyone or is this going to be double bluff central? So it's between me and Robbie, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Which one of us between me and Robbie hates this track? Yeah. You know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow. Yeah. Robbie said, when we played this, he said, what's this? No, what's it called? That's what he said. And I said, I love it. But who is bluffing? Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Robbie, what are you saying?
I'm saying you.
Okay, Dominic?
I haven't got one right yet. I'm saying Robbie again.
Dave?
Robbie.
Tina?
Robbie.
Alad?
Robbie.
Okay, well, this is interesting. First of all, let me just remind you that when we did the marathon show, this song came up every hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it?
So, can the person who hates this please reveal themselves?
It's Robbie.
Oh,
Nice one, Robbie. What's this called?
Nice.
You
nice
planned that joke, nice, didn't you? The black and yellow teeth joke.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been working on this for months.
All the script was written last night.
Biggest show I've ever been on my life, mate.
He's put more effort into this than his Question of Sport tour appearance. By the way, tickets are still available for all the dates that Robbie's doing. Which means that I hate this. Right. It's an awful record. It goes nowhere. It does nothing. I hate it. I hate this song. And I can't believe that so many people love it. Do you know this track?
I want to bring it close to my lips.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice of you.
That's what you do with hamburgers.
Oh! All right,
Christopher! Oh! Back in the game!
Oh! Please. It's like Leeds United. I just took my eye off the ball for a second and they score. It's a very weak goal, but still a goal nonetheless.
They all count, don't they?
They sadly do. Yeah, I hate this track. David Milton Keynes says, this is the one and only time I've agreed with Alid entirely and for the same reason.
Oh, wow.
Trying to have a look. Okay, so there you go. Wow. Dominic, who'd have thought you'd have hated Coldplay?
I don't hate Coldplay.
Well, all right, Clocks.
Yeah,
rather.
Just that track. It really is just that track.
This one.
It just goes on and on and on
it's
and on
brilliant.
And on.
Brilliant. Dave?
Controversial.
Why do you hate this track, Robbie?
Because in the chamber before a game, all the lads choose different songs, and you need songs to get you going. This never got me going.
Right, well, we know, looking at your performance. Tell you what, I didn't know this track had been around for so many seasons. Oh! Oh! TDM! Come on! Dave, come on! Tom, come on! Robbie, high
yeah,
five!
I'll give you that one.
Grow up. Oh! It's a double bubble!
Grow up.
Two yellow cards, Barbie face.
Double yellow, double yellow, double yellow, double yellow.
Oh, man. With Taylor, you know how it is. Robbie Savage, Robbie Savage, Robbie Savage, Robbie Savage. Oh, bored in bed at 10:30 in the morning. Yeah. Which is, the, you know, just like his wife, but 10:30 at night.
Have you got a girlfriend, Chris?
Hey?
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, she's married to you. So. gotta get up earlier than 10:30, sunshine. So. Tell you what, when you went for milk the other day, Robbie Williams showed her. I was going to do a rude box joke, but I'm like, no, that wouldn't work. Anyway.
You kind of did anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, good job you did go near that one.
Robbie Savage is going to be taking part in the Question of Sport Tour, which is in its second year, featuring a lot of star names and Phil Tufnell. I don't think I've ever met Tuffers.
I don't think you have. I've met him once in here. He's a really nice fella, actually.
I've heard.
Great guy.
I've heard he's good laugh.
Top fella.
And you've got people like Tim Henman and Colin Jackson, which, of course, as we all know, is Alad's voice double.
Yeah. I think he looks like you as well.
He does.
Do you? Yeah.
And there's lots of people from the world of sport, lots of people from the world of football, and Robert Earnshaw as well. So, and Dion Dublin, who'll be turning up with his moobs, his man boobs.
Doobs.
What?
Doob.
That's right. He'll be turning up with Michael Dubry. He's trying to sell... Hey, there you are. Check out, go and have a look on the internet and find out if the Question of Sport Tour is coming near you. You could have a night with Robbie Savage. Aren't you lucky?
Very lucky.
And Dion Dublin on the same show. They could reenact the headbutt moment.
He's done that 3 times now.
But it's cracking.
Yeah.
Do you know what's nice about that? Is the fact that Dion Dublin headbutts Robbie Savage during a game after Dion Dublin disgracefully takes Robbie Savage out in a shocking tackle.
What's a bad tackle?
Robbie goes, oi! And Dion Dublin goes, shut it, you. referee, he's out of order, trying to get me sent off here, Roland. He must take his ankles off him.
Pretty much what happened.
Dion did say, you know, Dion's invented this. Well, you, how do you describe it? It's like a like a bongo that you play the bongos.
It's a bongo.
He's reinvented something which already exists, but it's got a microphone.
It's a bongo
in it.
Cube. It's got different sides.
And it goes boom, 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 like that. And he said he came up with the idea for the noise when he heard Savage crash down in his ass after he tackled him. Oh! Anyway. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We got you a present, by the way. We're doing you a CD called Robbie's Cool Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And on there are all the tracks from the secret love part of the game. So you've got Jermaine Stewart, Bon Jovi, Rude Box, S Club 7, George Michael and Bewitched.
Thank you very much.
So there you go, a little gift for you there.
Thank you. Can't have it, you've got to borrow it and careful give it back
with the cameras, with the
other reasons.
Oh yeah, with the back of it.
Don't.
That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
All right, Robbie, relax, relax now. All right. good to see you. We'll see you again soon. When are you back on Five Live?
August the 5th.
August the 5th?
The 6 or 6 show.
Ah, very nice. Who are you on with? Do you even know? Do you know who's doing that?
I think it's Darren Fletcher. I think Chappers is away.
All right, so Darren Fletcher will be the special guest on Robbie Savage's 6:06 programme.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing, I believe.
Yeah.
Fletcher's going to be the support act to Robbie's
Mr. Savage.
Yeah, he's playing the Pet Shop Boys to Robbie's Take That. That's how it's going to be. All right, Robbie Savage, ladies and gentlemen.